Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Friday Quiz
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsors of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care because care changes everything.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Sherry's segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the Splendido, it's the Stupefying, it's the Scintillating, I forgot that word. Once again, crappy quiz. Almost every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and put them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And we are back once again in our traditional Friday night slot again tonight. And this time we've left Owen and Kerry. The magic of radio transporter only works once a year, as everybody knows. This week, the crappy quiz is brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsors of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care because care changes everything. And taking care over their questions changes everything in this week's crappy quiz. And our usual purveyors of sporting idiotry will do just that. Our first contestant isn't at all interested in who wins this Sunday, or indeed last Sunday. What did Tip do in the football last year, he says? Do Donegal even have a hurling team? Still revelling in his small part, a.k.a. being from there, in Kildare's historic second-tier double, please welcome the proud tyrant, Ger Gilroy.
All right, that was me. I thought that was Arthur. I care deeply about who wins.
Do you feel like enough has been made of the fact that Kildare won the double?
I
would say we will go another 100 years without anybody winning the Talton and the Joe McDonough in the same year. An incredible thing.
There aren't many competitors, It's true.
It's happened once in the first 3-4 years.
The stats are there.
Leash could easily do it, couldn't
they? Yeah,
awfully. Maybe another 5 years.
You would have given me every chance until they got actually good at football again.
I still feel like we hear a lot of kind of like pounding about achievements in the world of GAA, and I don't feel like Kildare have been loud on this. Well, is it because nobody who plays football cares about hurling and nobody who plays
hurling? No, I don't think that's it at all. I think that Kildare people are just good people as opposed to the assholes that you're talking about. They're like, oh, look at me, I'm amazing. It wouldn't go down too well.
Are any of them in this room?
Are they here with me now? Yes.
Our next contestant, he's a real stickler, as we all know, for organised office activities. And today is County Colours Day here in Marconi House. And so, although you might know him as a son of Limerick hurling, this man of the West was born and raised in the great county of Sligo and spent his youth on the crumbling terraces of Markovitch Park. Aww. And so, for that reason, and that reason only, he's come to work today dressed head to toe in black, and certainly not because he wears it every day. Please welcome our Yates man and yours, Arthur O.P.H.D.
Crumbling. That's harsh.
But true.
Much like the...
No, it's not. It's nice. It's
much like the rubble of 1916.
Yeah.
Constance Markievicz, he died for us.
He did. That is the best clip. That is the best. You know, Arthur, that Michael wrote this without knowing what you were actually wearing today, taking a big leap of faith that, yes, indeed, you would be wearing your uniform.
That's it. You come to work, you know.
I did have to have a quick look when I got in. I was like, oh yeah, thank God, that's fine.
Mm. If we did have
no
a uniform,
change needed.
What would an off the ball uniform be? It'd be red t-shirt, I suppose.
I should have a red t-shirt on today.
Yeah, yeah.
But would it? I don't know. Do we want red or black? We want black and red, like AC Milan.
Black is classy. Arthur looks classy.
You'll notice nobody else is in their county colours. What's your excuse, lads?
I forgot about it. I just did. I was like,
I forgot as well. Darrow's wearing a Calvin jersey.
I'm even worse than forgetting. I didn't check my emails initially and didn't know.
Yeah, that's worse.
It's a big
The whole office is full of like Meath and Tipperary jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Donegal people are in this office as well.
There is.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
And no Kerry people.
No. Just the one.
None that are not in Kerry. Mm. Okay, have we got anybody else left? We do. Our final contestant is back on the quiz after a little trip.
Feeling like an afterthought.
A little trip to Boston changed his life this week. It's just that you've been talking for so long.
Yeah.
His twin loves of Conor McManus and Bruno Fernandes have been cast aside. It's all Drake May and Jaylen Brown with this fella now. And don't try to tell this guy that George Best was a bigger star than Larry Bird. Gracing us back on the old sod for All Ireland Week, like any good Yank would. Please welcome Shane, the Boston Butcher, Hannon. For 1 week only.
Yeah, there's no sport on, as I said to you beforehand. We did the Fenway Park tour. They have all the retired jersey numbers, of course, of the Red Sox Hall of Famers. One of whom I wrote letters to back in 2008 or 9. Bobby Doerr, who was the retired number one Hall of Famer, died in 2017.
Did he write back to you?
He did. He sent me a couple of signed baseball cards.
Signed baseball through the post from the States.
Yeah,
that's exotic.
It cost a few, I think it was $25 or something.
Right.
So this was in your letter writing phase that we've talked about once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a few highlights of people that you
Buzz Aldrin.
Sent letters to.
Buzz Aldrin, of course.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, who was at that point just the apprentice presenter, went on to other things.
Man about town.
Got an autograph from him. It's worth a few quid though, that one.
Yeah.
Turns out it's appreciated in value since.
And very recognisable signature, yeah.
Yeah, true. And a young 15-year-old getting a signed autograph from Cameron Diaz in the post with a heart. That changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So
now you can get one from Cameron Hill.
Why were you writing to your man, the fella? Were you watching baseball?
No, I was just an autograph hound. One of these.
How did you know who he was? Like,
to be honest, I don't know.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I can't recall.
Weird.
Yeah, a bit strange.
We had an interesting trip to Boston one time where we were on the train and Mick spilled hot coffee over some poor man.
This is not a true story.
Some poor man.
Some parts of it are.
Some poor man on the train, right? He's standing there with his coffee and the train jerks. And this guy's in a white suit. And Mick's hot coffee goes all over him. And the guy is appalled. And Mick got angry very quickly at the level
it
of was
appalled. A white suit.
It was 100% was.
Story's grown legs.
Yeah, and they're like, none of the story's grown legs whatsoever. It's Mick went from like, there was about a 4 second, like, I'm really sorry, to, what's your problem?
You're making too much of this.
It's not that bad.
I ultimately did think he made too much of it, yeah. It was an accident. Accidents happen in the
what
world.
What colour was the suit, Mick?
I can't remember.
White. It was white. Probably white. Pristine.
I do remember as well that we had a Saturday show live and it was, we had terrible technical problems, so myself and Adrian Barry stayed back at the stadium where we were supposed to be broadcasting the show to try and fix it as Ger and another member of our team went off to a dinner with sports journalists from the Boston area. And when we arrived about 4 hours later, let's just say everybody had multiple glasses of wine at that stage.
Look, I mean, someone had to represent.
Yeah, you got to do the schmoozing as well, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah. We joined in.
Who was the other
of course,
person?
We didn't solve the issues at all and ended up having to come up with a new technique of broadcasting. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Dublin beat Kerry in the All-Ireland final that weekend. So
that's right, in the rain.
Full circle.
Oh. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, was it, the coffee? That's the big one over there, isn't it? Boston.
Yeah, but I have no, this was 10 years ago. Round one, if we want to get to it. As ever, the format is the classic crappy quiz, a series of questions on a range of themes, then onto the slipping side of trivia, the never unfair, always evenly distributed and never ever controversial rapid fire round. Please send any questions you have via email crappyquiz@offtheball.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can still send us your questions via postcard to Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round one, as it has been recently, is actually the old round two, which is the fastest finger first round, and it's the return of the Who Is This Transfer round. I'm going to give you the clubs involved, the price of the transfer, and the month and year. What's going on?
That was a lot of words.
Sorry,
what's happening? We
weren't supposed to have such a long preamble, and we did, so I'm
now
trying
you have to
get
through it.
First person to shout their name can guess. One guess per transfer. Of course, this is a crappy quiz. You don't get to choose your names. We do. So to guess, you must shout OPHD, the Tyrant, or the Boston Butcher for 1 week only.
Why?
You don't have to say the for 1 week only part.
Okay.
All transfer details, as always, are from transfermarkt.com and are in euros, even if euros didn't exist at the time of the transfer. Question one, if you're all ready, you only get one guess per round, remember, so wait until you know. Inter to Barcelona, €69.5 million.
Boston Butcher.
Yes.
Zlatan
Ibrahimovic, July 2009. My memory's playing tricks on me a little bit with Zlatan. One season at Barcelona.
Yeah, he didn't fell out with Pep immediately, didn't he?
Yeah, I just felt it was later. So he had that 2010 season.
But he scored 50 goals, didn't he?
I don't know, it was the year they lost to Inter in the semi-finals of the Champions League. That was a shock to everybody. And then he was off to AC Milan. Question two. Portsmouth to Tottenham Hotspur.
PhD.
Yes.
Jermaine Defoe.
Wow.
It was going to be one way or the other, like, those transfers.
16.4 million in 2009, June, and it was the second, he was 1 year away from Spurs.
16
Until
million?
They bought him back, yeah.
Bargains.
I wouldn't have thought that. I thought it would be less.
Sorry, Portsmouth paid 16 million?
No, that's Spurs what Spurs paid. So I thought Portsmouth had paid significantly less the year before, I think, yeah. Okay, Arthur is off the mark there. Shane's on one, Arthur's on one. Jerry yet to get off the mark. Question three. Reading to Wolves.
Tyrant.
Well, PhD's in there. Kevin Doyle. Feeling that'd be a quick one. 7.6 million in July 2009. It is indeed Kevin Doyle. Question four. Perugia to Everton. 3 million. July 1998.
What is your man's name? It's not a PhD.
Yeah.
It's not. Is it Marco Materazzi?
It is Marco Materazzi. 8 years before his
I thought he just
most famous slash infamous moment.
Yeah, I thought he went on loan.
No, he signed for Everton and then Perugia did buy him back.
Oh, okay.
But it was
it's a trend here.
The year of returns.
He's so nonchalant, yes. Isn't he, Arthur? Like he just like riddles us in this round essentially and rubs his face as if it's very casual. As he answers every answer.
It's hard to know what to do about this round because you complain no matter what it is. If it's the Wikipedia round, it's up Arthur Street. If it's the transfer round,
they're all
it's
up Arthur Street. Street.
Yeah, maybe he just has a good sporting knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, question five.
It's fair enough.
Napoli.
Touché.
To Sevilla. 5.7 million.
No.
Sorry,
No.
Is this always the first transfer?
I don't know. You're close to being disqualified.
Is this always their first transfer? Of their career?
No, it's just a transfer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Tyrant.
Yes.
Maradona.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
September 1992.
Sorry, I thought it was always in order of the...
That was the Wikipedia round, is it?
That's the Wikipedia round. This is the transfer round, yeah. This
Kevin Doyle threw me off as well, Reading.
Napoli to Sevilla, 5.7 million. September 1992, later than I thought, but obviously it had a suspension. That is Diego Armando Maradona, and Jared gets off the mark there after round one. So the score is Arthur on three, Jared on one, and Shane on one.
Did he come to Sevilla from Argentina first? Am I imagining that?
No, Barcelona.
Okay, straight to Barcelona. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, round two is everybody's favourite.
Sebelitos, Boca Juniors.
There we go.
Barcelona.
He's doing the Wikipedia round on his own. Napoli. Sevilla.
Napoli, Sevilla. After Sevilla, back to Boca. Was there something in between?
Newell's, I think, maybe.
Finishes with them.
Well, oh, maybe, you're right, Jerry. Yeah.
In Owen's documentary series, which you all listened to this weekend.
He's, diverted.
They have a stadium named after him at the very end when he's like panting and sweating. That's all when that is.
Not Maradona. Okay, pass the Parcel of Doom round. Everybody's favourite. In this round, all you've got to do is give me a name that's on a list of names that I have, and the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant.
700 names, sir.
Who then also has to give me a name. I've got a country accent now. We will keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes.
All of the Junior League of Ireland clubs and the football family.
Very good impression of a man who's never presented the quiz. You'll be eliminated and shamed. Okay, the order here is, as you see it, it's Arthur, Shane and Jer. And I want anybody who has played for the Lions against Australia in a test match this century. This includes used replacements, but only in games that have already happened. So I don't want any cheeky so-and-sos on the bench this weekend comments.
Lions versus Australia.
Yes, there are...
600.
Sorry, Irish or just Lions?
No, just Lions.
Right? Oh, right.
So, look, okay. You don't have to get them all. There's 22 from the 2001 tour, there are 29 from the 2013 tour, and there are 23, obviously, so far from the 2025 tour.
Sorry, hang on. 22 from 2001, 29 from 2013.
There's one crossover, so 30 players, but 29 names to get. And then there is 23 so far from this tour. So there's a good few names, about 70 odd. Arthur, you're up first.
Okay. One second. I will go with Jonathan Sexton.
Jonathan Sexton is correct. He was out half in the 2013 tour.
Brian O'Driscoll.
Ryan O'Driscoll, the man who played on both.
Jonathan Davies.
Jonathan Davies, who was brilliant on last night's Off the Ball. Off the Ball members can listen back now.
Our Lions content is free this week.
And non-members also can listen.
Owen Farrell.
Owen Farrell came off the bench in the third test in 2013.
Snuck in there, buddy, didn't you? Yeah.
Is that it? I thought he was there.
He was unused off the bench in the first two tests.
I thought that was a sure thing.
Me next.
He was only a young fella. He was only 21.
Jameson Gibson Park.
Yeah, last week. We're going to rattle through these a little bit because I obviously think there is a good old section ones that you'll all get.
Dan Bigger.
Dan Bigger never played against Australia.
Oh, fuck it.
This is the problem though with when there's an app, there's so many answers.
There was like a load of players who played last weekend.
Let's rattle through this. I'm like, sorry. I'm like,
pressure's on.
That was the
Maro Itoje.
Maro Itoje, the current captain of the Lions, played last week, yeah.
Finn Russell,
yeah.
Hang on, did Dan Bigger not play in 13?
No. He didn't.
I will go.
He didn't even play in 17. He was in the squad in 17, but he wasn't.
Alan Wynne Jones.
He did.
He played a test. Alan Wynne Jones. Oh, I don't think so. Hold on.
Not in 13, no.
13, no. Hold on. I think you're right, actually. Yeah, Alan Wynne Jones is correct. Yeah. Apologies. Looking up Dan Bigger. Phone's out. Always a good sign, the quiz.
Hugo Keenan.
Fullback last week. Shane's going. Down a much easier path than everybody else, I have to say. Just the way to go and to pass the parcel around.
He was in 17 and 21.
I don't think it was James Lowe.
Yeah.
Well, this is shit.
It could be a long round as well. Answer some emails.
Jack Conan.
At least I read mine, Mick.
Fair point. Yeah, Jack Conan.
Sam Warburton.
Yeah, captain in 2013.
The quick pause there.
I have to remember them myself. They're lists are hard to find.
Jimmy Heaslip.
Yes. Injured for the third test. Played the other two.
Jamie Roberts
is correct, yeah.
He's mentioned this morning.
Controversial. Heaslip and O'Driscoll walking around in their grey suits after the game, you remember? Brian with a smile. Because Gatlin had won the game by 60 points.
Henry Pollock?
No.
Henry Pollock wasn't named last week. Arthur gets the point.
Arthur gets the rugby point. We are screwed.
Yeah, that's
truly the four horsemen of the apocalypse have arrived.
You got one player from the 2001 tour.
I didn't even bother going back, yeah.
That being Brian O'Driscoll. Matt Perry, David James, Rob Henderson, Jason Robinson, Johnny Wilkinson, Rob Howley, Scott Quinnell, Mr. Lyons, Richard Hill, Martin Carey, Danny Grucock, Martin Johnson, Phil Vickery, Keith Wood, Tom Smith, Gordon Bullock, Jason Leonard, Colin Charvis, Ian Balshaw, Neil Back, Matt Dawson, Darren Morris. Awesome. From the 2013 team, those you did not get: Lee Halfpenny, Alex Cuthbert, George North, Mike Phillips. Wales were good around this time. Tom Croft, Paul O'Connell, Adam Jones, Tom Youngs, Alex Corbacero, Richard Hibbert, Mac O'Vinopola, Dan Cole, Jeff Parling, Dan Lidiot, Ben Youngs, Tommy Bow, Sean O'Brien, Connor Murray, Talipe Falatau, Richie Gray, Justin Tipperick, Manu Tuilagi. And so far from this year's tour, players that are currently playing for the Lions: Tommy Freeman, Hugh Jones, Sione Tupilato, Tom Curry, Tyke Byrne, Joe McCarthy, Tyke Furlong, Dan Sheehan, Ellis Genge, Ronan Kelleher, Andrew Porter, Will Stewart, Ollie Chesham, Ben Earl, Alex Mitchell, Marcus Smith, and Bundy Aki.
That was putrid by us, in fairness.
Well done,
Horrible
Arthur.
Effort.
Cheers.
I'd say you had another pile of them there.
I had a few more.
The road to Croke Park has featured big two-pointers, late drama, and a wrong turn, and Enniskillen.
You drove almost a sixth of the way across the country in the wrong direction!
Ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland final clash of Donegal and Kerry, relive the full story of this year's football championship with a new three-part podcast. The Road to Croke Park, the football championship. Available for free in your OTB GAA and Football Pod feeds.
Keep that to myself.
Here's one now that you'll love. This one, there'll be no giving out about this one, I'd say. The order is Shane, Jer, and then Arthur. I want scorers for Kerry or Donegal in All-Ireland finals since the year 2000, senior football.
But Kerry in any final?
Yeah, if they've scored, they have to
score at least a point.
At least
a point. Right. Any final from 2000.
Good grief.
So,
for Kerry or Donegal?
Kerry or Donegal since the year 2000. There aren't as many as you'd think.
How many are there?
52.
Okay.
That is crap.
Whatever you say.
Kerry have been in a lot of finals. You're up first, Shane. The Boston Butcher.
Yeah, we'll go.
Didn't want to go Bomber. I thought that might be.
That's fair. David Clifford.
David Clifford scored a few points in two finals.
Is it me next?
Three finals. Yeah.
Gooch.
Call him the Gooch Cooper. The scorer in many, many finals. I have no stats along with this one, unfortunately.
Kieran Donaghy.
It would take me too long. Kieran Donaghy, yeah. Goals in at least three finals.
Michael Murphy.
Yeah, Michael Murphy is right.
Paul Galvin.
Paul Galvin is correct. What's the noise over there, lads?
Pen, oh, it's just a pen. Okay, yeah. It might be this as well. I will go with Paul Gainey.
Paul Gainey is right, yeah. Goal in the 2014 final. Scored another goal in maybe 2023.
Me, isn't it? James O'Donoghue?
No.
James O'Donoghue scored in the 2015 final, but not in 2014 when he was playing Footballer of the Year.
Wow.
I was noting the massive absence, thinking it was going to be controversial, then went on to the next year and saw him there.
Johnny Crowley.
Johnny Crowley, yeah, good answer.
We will go with, presume he must have, Paddy Clifford.
Yes.
Shawny O'Shea.
Yes.
Daryl Kanaja.
Daryl Kanaja is right, yeah. I love that we're coming from completely two different eras here. Heavy score in final, Sarah Canadia.
So I think no. Done very little bloody goal. We said 21st century.
This is the year 2000, including.
Yeah.
The year 2000.
Cool. Well, that one's gone. Sorry, no. I'll go. He must have scored in 2000 because they won. Yeah, Morris Fitzgerald.
Morris Fitzgerald. Scored in the replay of the 2000 final.
Just teasing.
He was off the bench that year.
Surely Colin McFadden.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to say Tomás O'Shea.
Tomás O'Shea is right.
I say Darren O'Sullivan.
Darren O'Sullivan is right, yeah. Scored in a couple.
I'm going to stop writing them down now because it's not.
Just all in the header.
I remember who won. Yeah.
Mike Frank Russell.
Michael Francis Russell is correct. Scoring in All Ireland finals up until 2006.
Was he?
Yeah.
Declan.
Declan O'Sullivan is right, yeah.
No. In Ireland final. Sorry.
Russell was Michael Francis in like 97 when he was at his height, wasn't he? And then it just became like.
I never heard
anybody calls him that. He's just Mike Frank. In a Jerk Hanning kind of way, I mean.
Well, Chance Darroche.
Oh, yeah.
Surely, yeah. 2000 maybe. Getting into the risk and risky territory a little bit. Killian Spillane.
Killian Spillane's not risky. Famous All Ireland moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a bit risky. I'm going to say Mark O'Shea.
Correct. Mm. I think in his first All Ireland final.
Just holding off on him.
There's got to be more in this current team, but I don't. I'll try, because he would have played in a fair few. David Moran.
David Moran. Give me a second.
He definitely did.
I don't remember writing down his name.
Taking frees. Obviously missed a free at the end of one of them, but.
Don't see David Moran, do you, Emma?
No.
Whoa!
He's obviously not in the final.
That was a punt. I didn't know.
Me, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian Sheehan.
Brian Sheehan.
Good shout.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Now, did I go high enough for David Moran? No, he's not there. He's not there.
That is a surprise.
Just let me down. So they, I mean, they obviously Donegal chronically underperformed in one of the finals. They scored about 7 points, and like Murphy scored the vast majority of them. I am going to say am I overthinking this? Paddy McBrearty.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh yeah.
In 14.
Jimmy McGinnis got in his own head and didn't pick him for the game. Mm. Didn't start him.
Oh, what do you have? What do you have?
Jesus. Right.
Surely in 22 or 23. guarantees.
The fear.
Yeah. Micheál Burns.
Oh, I don't think so. I think Jer's going to get the point here. Jer's outlasted everybody. Yeah, Micheál Burns is wrong.
Frank McLean
is correct. Scored in 2014 as well. They actually scored 12 points in 2014, so it wasn't a bad deal. And they had a lot of scorers. So that was where the vast majority of those came from. I'll start with the Kerry guys here from the old days. Liam Hassett.
Had him down.
Noel Kennelly. Aidan McGarrett.
Had him.
Eamon Fitzmaurice got a point. Owen Brosnan. William Kirby. And you got the early 2000s team, you got most of them, all the big names anyway. From the mid 2000s, you missed out on Aidan O'Mahony, Seamus Moynihan, Sean O'Sullivan, regular off the baller, Seamus Scanlon, Tommy Walsh.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Kennelly in 2009. Going back to Donegal then for the 12 and 14 finals, Ryan Bradley, Frank McLean, Jergot, Big Neil.
McHugh.
Gallagher. No McHugh.
Yes, no.
Audra McNeilish, Carl Lacey, Neil McGee, Brick Malloy, Christy Toy. How many points would you say Barry John Keane got? Two, because Barry John Keane always got 2 points. Paul Murphy, Johnny Buckley, Jonathan Lyon, Gavin Crowley, Stephen O'Brien, Adrian Spillane, Graeme O'Sullivan, Dermot O'Connor, and Gavin White.
Yeah.
I think he did okay there. There's no.
Should have gone further, though.
There's no definites, I would say, left on the list that just missed. But yeah, should have gone probably a little further. But Ger gets the point there. All to play for. Here's one you're going to love. Official winners of the Tour de France since 1980, as of today. And by that I mean.
Not including
people who had the yellow jersey and then later didn't. Later were.
And what about if they're still on the wall and he's lying underneath having the picture taken?
That's not official. That's unofficial.
Okay, so so no good for him. I'm first.
You are first, yeah. Then Arthur. Then
I'm going to say Stephen Roach, 1987.
Stephen Roach. That looks like Roach.
Is it?
Roach. No, it's me.
So, yeah.
Sorry. Since 1980.
Mm. There's 22, by the way.
Jesus. Pogacar.
That is correct. Pogacar won in 20, 21, and 24.
That was my boy. Bradley Wiggins,
2012 champion.
Bernard Hinault,
yes. As well as 78 and 79, which doesn't count here. He also won in 81, 82, and 85.
It's not bad.
No, pretty good, yeah.
Greg LeMond.
Greg LeMond, Jerry's friend, 86, 89 and 90. When, in like early days of like smartphones, you would put pictures in to people with their ring or whatever, but obviously like you stopped doing it like 3 months later. So there's about like a handful of people that would still have pictures come up, and one of them is Jer. It's a picture of him and Greg LeMond from like that time.
Jesus. Throwback. Mark Cavendish?
No.
No.
Mark Cavendish, sprinter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, not a GC contender. So back to
Miguel Indurain.
Indurain, of course, yeah. Five in a row, 91 to 95.
Chris Froome.
Chris Froome, 13, 15, 16, 17. It's like every era has its own and like story, and it's all negative.
Yeah.
Pedro Delgado.
Pedro Delgado. Robbed in 87. Got it in 88.
Vingegaard.
Yes. 22 and 23. Jonas.
Right, here's where I start to take some risks. Did he win one ever? You said Indurain won five in a row.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, 91 to 95.
I have to guess one of the earlier ones is Laurent Fignon.
Laurent Fignon, 83 and 84.
Oh, nice. I don't know if this man won it or I think he did, but I don't know if they were taken back off him. Pantani.
Pantani. Didn't get it taken back off him. 1998.
Oh, you're joking me. He didn't get it taken off
him? No, he's still an official winner.
Yeah, he paid the price. That is insane.
He's still an official winner, despite the fact that didn't like his so win blow up the entire Tour de France.
There's no winners of the years that Lance. There's no like...
No, but some of them do have winners. There's a couple of people who were stripped that there are winners for, but Lance has happened so far afterwards that there are no winners for them.
Okay.
Shame, really.
I don't really understand that, but
the official Tour de France winner for the years that I'm not going to say names. There's a couple of people who were stripped on at the time,
and then afterwards,
and so whoever finished second won, whereas right, Lance was 10 years later or whatever. So,
so your man, the whistleblower, was stripped, and they gave it to somebody else. Ah, who did they give it to?
Well worked out, though.
Who did they give it to?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I genuinely don't.
I actually don't know. The only names I have are I know didn't do it. There is another Brit in there somewhere recently who won it at the end of his career.
Whose name Arthur is writing down?
It's not Cavendish. It's the other.
Smugly. Very smugly.
No, you might get it. You might get it. Yates.
Yates.
No, but he won a stage this year, didn't he?
No, Yates. I did have to check it though.
Is Geraint Thomas?
Geraint Thomas in 2018, yeah, is correct. Ones you could have got, right? So Floyd Landis, you were right, was
another
stripped.
Poet. Yeah.
And Alberto Contador was stripped of one, but won another two.
Oh,
so Contador.
Such a joke.
Contador is still there for 07 and 09. Start, you got nearly all the ones from the 80s, except for 1980, which was a Dutch rider called Joep. Zoetenelk. Zoetenelk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
He could cycle.
Dutch guy. 96, Bjarne Riis. Jan Ulrich, Arthur. I thought you might have got
it. No way, I had him. I was going to say it, and I was like, that's so stupid, don't say that.
Because he was always second to Armstrong, but he won it in 97.
He didn't get stripped?
No.
Oh, no.
He didn't get done, I think, until the mid-90s.
He was the one I was like, oh, can't say that.
Yeah.
Mid-90s, I don't think he got, yeah.
Oscar Pereiro. That might have been Landis's one, was it? 06?
Yeah.
Okay, so Alberto Contador, 07, 09. Carlos Sastre. Andy Schleck. Cadel Evans. Vincenzo Nibali. And the last one is 2019, Egan Bernal. Bernal, I should say, yeah. So there you go.
Features in Diverted.
That's right, yeah. Good round. Archer's got a bit of a lead here, though. He's on five, Jer's on two, Shane's on one. Round three is the fun-free magic numbers round. 3 points if you get if one player gets it right. If nobody does, 2 points for the closest and who doesn't go bust, and one for the second closest. Pens down when the music ends. I need you to give me the following number. The number of All-Ireland senior titles won by both Jim McGuinness and Jack O'Connor as managers, combined number, plus the number of times Dublin have made the All-Ireland final in ladies football this decade, which includes this year, plus the number of penalties England have missed at Euro 2025 so far, plus the number of senior All-Irelands won by Kerry since Donegal's last title.
Is the penalties in shootouts?
All penalties, yeah, including shootouts. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Sorry, what was the last one again?
The number of All-Irelands won by Kerry since Donegal's last title. I want the combined number of All-Irelands from McGuinness and O'Connor. Number of times Dublin have made the final this decade in ladies football. And the number of penalties England have missed at Euro 2025.
It's All-Ireland's won by Jack and Jim. Yeah. Not finals.
Jack and Jim.
Yeah, one. Yeah. Arthur, your
Jack
first.
And Jim went
20.
Shane?
21.
16?
16. Bang on. Everybody else is bust. Wow, Jerk gets 3 points.
You thought you were too low.
I thought I went too low.
I thought I was...
McGuinness and O'Connor?
Five.
Five, yeah, four and one. Dublin All-Ireland Finals?
Four.
Four, yeah, four in the 6 years, yeah.
Oh, sorry, what period did you say?
This decade.
Ah,
yeah, including 2025.
Check that up.
The number of penalties that England have missed so far?
Three. Six, I had.
Five, four in the shootout against Sweden, and then they missed the penalty. Chloe Kelly missed the penalty that she then rebounded in the semi-final. And the number of All-Irelands won by Kerry since Donegal's last win is?
Two.
All right. Did you get a couple of numbers slightly off there?
Yeah.
That happens. That happens. Back in it, though. We're wide open here now because it is Shane, unfortunately, on 1 point. You can ride them up the mountain here for the rapid fire round.
Yeah, exactly.
And the two boys are on 5 points. So I need a coin toss, which I have here somewhere.
You're wearing a Sherpa, is that indication there?
Arthur versus Jer is Arthur. Arthur, do you want to go in? Do you want to go last, or do you want to go?
No, I'll go in the middle.
Go in the middle.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Change of tact.
No, I don't want to go last.
All right.
More pressure last.
My pages for some reason are divided.
You want to set the bar.
Exactly. And if he gets past it, fair play.
Yeah.
It's all right. All I can do is kick up a fuss.
All right. Okay. Our winner tonight.
Which I will, by the way.
Which I will.
and do every single week. The winner tonight will be separated in the round that I've completely lost my script here. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff. The James Lowe from the James Highs. It's the never unfair, egalitarian rapid fire round. You'll each have a rapid fire round of 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We'll start with the player on the lowest score, which is indisputably Shane, and then on to the next lowest and continue like that. A reminder of the scores, it is Arthur 5, Jer 5, Shane 1. If you are ready, Shane, your 20 seconds start.
Yeah.
Now, who did Donegal lose to in the All-Ireland Round Robin this year?
Tyrone.
Dublin will play who in the LGFA All-Ireland Final next week?
Meath.
Who top scored in last Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final?
Top scorer, McGrath, John.
Who was the Lions captain in the 2021 Tour of South Africa?
Pass.
What club does Paul Gainey play for?
They're annoying. Paul. They're all within reach.
Paul Gainey, Dingle.
Dingle is correct, yes. Darren McCarthy top scored with 113 in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. I did have John McGrath written down here, by the way, but realised as I was writing down that was nonsense. Tyrone is correct. Dublin will play Meath. Alan Wynne-Jones was the captain of the Lions.
Totally forgot
and
about
that. Dingle. So you got 3 out of 5, pushes you to 4 points, which is still in...
Third place. Yeah, guaranteed.
On the podium.
He's joint top. Oh, you only got three, did he?
Yeah.
Well, look at the way the Tour de France goes, I could be upgraded still. Beyond a few weeks.
Arthur
has controversially decided to go in the middle here. So if he is ready, his time starts now. Who did Kerry lose to in the All-Ireland Round Robin this year?
Meath.
What two teams will be meeting in the Camogie semi-final this week in a game that should have been the Munster final?
Cork Waterford.
Who scored Cork's goal in the All-Ireland final defeat last Sunday?
Shane Barrett.
Who was the Lions captain for the 2013 Tour of Australia?
Ooh, Brian O'Driscoll.
No, what club does Paddy McBearty play for?
Oh, Glenties.
Who was the Ulster head coach?
I forget his surname. I don't know. I know him, but I don't know him. His son plays.
Yeah, Richie Murphy.
Richie Murphy.
Kilcar, isn't it? For
Kilcar, yeah. Kilcarta. Sam Warburton. Kind of, you were going flying until that point. I got through a silly long question fast enough, though, I think so. You got three. Yeah, it's not over. Yeah, no, it's four
nice
to win.
It's easy one for Jerry. Yeah,
certainly
yeah.
Not a guarantee. So nah, Arthur's on 8 points, Jerry's on 5.
It's actually a pressure number for Jerry because he will feel now like he should win it.
Now he'll walk to that.
If you're ready, Jerry.
She takes the first one off.
Arthur, now, sportsmanship, please. Your time starts now. Who did Kerry beat in this year's Munster football final?
Cork.
Where will this weekend's Camogie semi-finals take place?
Tullamore.
What did John McGrath score in that Sunday's? Who was the Lions captain for the 2001 tour of Australia?
Tellalio.
Now, what Johnson. Club does Sean O'Shea play for?
Pass.
Who is the Connacht head coach? Ben Hogan is... Oh, my God.
No, I didn't want the next question. The Connacht head coach is Stuart Lancaster.
Yeah, but points. I don't think it's enough.
Will you stop? The buzzer went before he said
it. I don't think it matters, Arthur. I don't think it matters.
Kerry played Clare, so you were wrong there. The Camogie semi-finals are in Nolan Park. John McGrath is correct with 2-2. Martin Johnson was the captain of the Lions. Oh. Kenmare Shamrocks is Sean O'Shea. Stuart Lancaster, I'll give you, but that is unfortunately only 2 points, which means Arthur is the winner. And he gets the kudos and trophy and all the rest of it goes with it. The only man who wore his county colours to work on County Colour Day. Congratulations, Arthur. What a bottle job.
There's a lot of wisdom going middle.
I thought it was a cork second half.
Those last questions are very harsh.
What ones were harsh?
Oh, they're always hard. Like, no one.
Oh, they're hard to get over the line. Yeah, but I thought they were
Kenmare Shamrock. Like
Kenmare.
You're not getting
that. Well, Kilcar. I don't think it's any easier than that. Like, you know.
No.
It's the easiest one there.
Yeah. Well,
happy with how it went.
Okay, we're done. And, you know, only about 10 minutes over time, so that's pretty impressive. We'll see you next week for another crappy quiz in association with Dove. Can't fight the line. Dove Men Plus Care, proud sponsors of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care because care changes everything. Good night.
Well done.